Welcome, everyone. This is The Wild Robot Escapes by Peter Brown, and today is our final installment of the book. This is chapter 86, The Flight. Sitting on the pavement, glinting in the sun, was a sleek white airship. For so long, those white ships had filled the robot with dread. Now, one was about to solve all her problems. The door hummed open, and Dr. Malovo, Roz, and Brightbill climbed aboard. Once they were comfortable, the woman spoke to the airship. "Take us to the island where Rosum Unit 7134 was found." The engines fired up and the ship lifted off. It floated high into the air, turned to the north, and started cruising above the city. The three of them quietly watched the buildings and streets pass below. The city seemed to go on forever. But as they flew faster and farther, it slowly gave way to towns and countryside. They crossed the hard edge of the coastline, and then there was only the ocean and the sky and the airship. The ocean was deep. However, scattered throughout the dark depths were shallow areas, sandbars, reefs, islands just under the waves. In places, bizarre rock formations stuck up from the shallows. Or were they the ruins of old buildings? The mysterious shapes faded behind the airship and were replaced by more dark depths. The ship flew on, and the hours flew by. Gradually, fluffy clouds came into view on the edge of the horizon. Beneath the clouds was a faint smudge of green, the island. It grew closer and bigger, and then Roz was gazing out at all the places she'd missed. The rocky shore, the mountain and the waterfall, the forests and the meadows and the ponds. Air blasted toward the ground as the ship lowered itself into a grassy clearing. It gently touched down. The engines powered off. Chapter 87, The Homecoming. The airship's door hummed open, and our robots stepped outside. Everything was still and silent, but Roz knew hidden animals were watching, and she greeted them with a mighty roar. "Animals of the island, I have returned. I may look different, but I promise you, I am your old friend, Roz." Her words boomed across the island, but the only response was her own voice echoing back. The wild robot needed to be wilder. So she reached down and started smearing handfuls of mud across her body. Then she pressed clumps of weeds and flowers into her muddy coating until she looked more like her old wild self. Brightbill fluttered out from the airship and perched on Roz's shoulder. He shook his tail feathers and squawked. "It's true! This robot is my mother. Come see for yourself." Silence. And then bushes began to rustle. Faces began poking out from the trees. Animals began scurrying and trotting and flying into the meadow. At first they moved cautiously, confused as to how this new robot could be their old friend. But they saw her wild appearance and they heard her wild voice, and news began spreading across the island. Roz was back. A crowd of friendly creatures gathered around our robot. There was Brightbill's flock and the beaver and deer families, and Fink the fox and Swooper the owl. Bears came lumbering down from the hills, and fish jumped up from the ponds. Vultures circled above. Even the nocturnal creatures crawled out from their burrows into daylight to join the celebration. Oh, how good it feels to return from a long journey and find your friends and family waiting for you. But reader, sometimes we return to find that things aren't exactly as we left them. As you know, the wilderness can be a harsh place. And while Roz was away, it had claimed its share of her friends. The robot saw the raccoons, Lumpkin and Bumpkin, but not Rumpkin. Nor did she see Broadfoot the moose or Dig Down the groundhog. Other creatures were missing as well. And so, like many of our homecomings, this one was bittersweet. Chit-Chat the squirrel came bounding through the grass, chattering on and on as usual. "I always knew you'd come back to us, Roz, but I never imagined you'd gain so much weight, although I guess I've gained a little weight myself. Anyway, you'll have to tell me about all your adventures when you get a chance. I'm sorry for talking so much. I'm just so excited to see you again." Geese and beavers and deer and fish and squirrels and owls and bears and turtles and otters and raccoons and woodpeckers and possums and moose and foxes and every kind of creature from every corner of the island were coming to welcome back their dear friends, Roz and Brightbill. And watching it all from the airship was Dr. Malovo. Chapter 88, The Final Farewell. "Everyone, I would like you to meet the woman who designed me." Roz walked over to the strange creature standing by the ship's doorway. For most of the island animals, this was their first time seeing a human. They squinted and sniffed and whispered to each other, trying to understand how such a frail old woman could create such a big, strong robot. Dr. Malovo started speaking softly to Roz, and then Roz started speaking loudly to the crowd of animals. "My designer has asked me to translate her words for you," said the robot. "The following words are not mine, they are hers." The crowd settled down and listened. "Thank you, island animals, for saving Roz. Without your help, she would have died here long ago. But you were not only her rescuers, you were also her teachers. You taught her to be wild, and she needed all of her wildness to survive, both in your world and in mine. As I look around at this wild paradise, I finally understand why Roz tried so hard to get back here. She does not belong with robots and humans. She belongs here, on this island, with all of you. We cannot risk others learning about this place. That is why I will soon leave and never return. But I promise to keep your island a secret, so that all of you can live in peace. And I will spend the rest of my days filled with wonder at the miracle that is our wild robot." The meadow fell silent. A flurry of wingbeats and Brightbill landed in the grass near Dr. Malovo. He gazed up at the woman, deep into her eyes, and then he bowed his head. Then the other geese in his flock bowed their heads. Crown Point the Buck bowed his head. Pinktail the Possum bowed. Mr. and Mrs. Beaver bowed. The lizards bowed, followed by the turtles and the frogs. Like a wave rolling through the crowd, more animals bowed until every head was lowered. They were showing respect for the woman who had created their dear friend, Roz, and who had brought her back to them. Dr. Malovo turned to Roz. "Do you understand why I can't return?" she said, her eyes glistening. "It's for your own good." "I understand," said the robot. "I only wish we had gotten to know each other a little better." Dr. Malovo smiled and pulled Roz into a hug. She didn't mind the robot's coat of mud and grass. Wrapped in each other's arms, they both felt something like love. "You're the wild robot," said the woman. "Go, be wild." Chapter 89, The Departure. Dr. Malovo stepped aboard her airship and the door hummed closed. A moment later, the engines fired up and the crowd of wild creatures backed away. Then the ship rose above the island, turned to the south, and disappeared into the sky. Chapter 90, The Island. Our story ends on an island where a robot was returning to her wild way of life. Roz had escaped from the world of humans, and now she was free to be her true self again. She could think and speak and do whatever she desired. And right now, what she desired was simply to watch the sunset. With Brightbill on her shoulder, Roz hiked past trees and meadows and streams and climbed up, up, up the mountain to the very highest point of the island. Then our friends sat on the slanted rocks of the peak and watched the sun slowly sink behind the ocean. If you're like me, reader, you still have a lot of questions. How long will Roz live? Will she ever see another human or another robot? What joys and sorrows lie ahead for her? Roz still had some questions too, but now she also had some answers. Our robot knew where she came from. She knew the life she was supposed to live, and she knew the life she wanted to live. As Roz sat with Brightbill, she slowly turned her head, scanning the island, taking it all in. The last rays of sunlight streaked across the treetops below. Animals scurried through the shadows. The air was fresh with the scent of flowers and of salt water. The sky began darkening. The crickets began chirping. The stars began twinkling. Everything was right. Roz felt safe and happy and loved. The wild robot was home. The epilogue. Autumn had returned to Hilltop Farm. The pasture was coated with frost, but the cows were out there, grazing on the last few tufts of fresh grass. Soon they'd stroll up to the parlor for another milking. Their routine never changed. Mr. Sharif was sitting in his pickup truck with his dog. The man stared out the window across the fields at the new robot. He was keeping a close eye on her. Tech Lab had promised him this one wouldn't run away, but he didn't trust her yet. These days, the children spent most of their free time working on the farm. Jaya had a way with the cows. Jad liked the tools and the machines. They were walking through the farm buildings together when they heard honking sounds in the sky, and a flock of geese glided down to the pond. For weeks, geese had been stopping by on their migrations, but there was something different about this flock. They flew in perfect formation, and they were led by a small, graceful goose. The flock calmly floated on the water. After a while, the leader shook his tail feathers, beat his wings, and fluttered over to Jaya and Jad. The goose stood in front of the children. He gazed deep into their eyes. Then he craned his neck around, plucked out one of his feathers, and laid it on the ground by their feet. Jaya and Jad looked at each other and smiled. The children had been waiting for this moment. They'd always wanted to know how Raz's story would end. And now they finally knew. The wild robot was back where she belonged. That's the end of The Wild Robot Escapes. I always get a little choked up. Okay, but I want to read you guys the author's note at the end of the story because he's so great. Peter Brown is amazing. A note about the story. What would an intelligent robot do stranded in the wilderness? How might a robot adapt to the natural environment? Could a robot ever be truly wild? Those are some of the questions that inspired me to create a character named Roz and to write my first novel for children, The Wild Robot. But I had more questions. What would happen if Roz were taken away from the wilderness? How might the wild robot react to normal robots and to humans? Could she ever fit into the civilized world? The questions kept coming, and yet there was one question that I returned to again and again. Where does the wild robot truly belong? Does Roz belong on the island where she spent her first year of life? Or does she belong in civilization, working for humans alongside other robots? I imagined her feeling torn between the natural world and the civilized world. I also imagined, if given the choice, Roz would choose to live with her wild animal friends and family. But would she have a choice? Obviously, I needed to explore these ideas by writing a sequel in which Roz finds her way back home. The story had to be filled with heart and soul and action and science and even a little philosophy. I had to develop new characters and settings, and everything had to take place in the future, of course. This new story was tricky, like a puzzle where all the pieces had to fit together perfectly in order for the whole thing to work. I read expert predictions of what our future might look like. I studied robotics and automation and artificial intelligence. I began to envision a futuristic society where humans live comfortably thanks to the tireless work of robots. And there was Roz, in the middle of that society, using her wildness in new ways to escape from her new life and return to her old one. The puzzle pieces started fitting together. And after several years of researching and thinking and writing and illustrating, I finally had my second novel for children, The Wild Robot Escapes. Oh, love that book. Love Peter Brown. He's also an illustrator and author of picture books for children, which are equally brilliant, but much shorter. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to start a new book, which I'm still deciding, but I have to start it tomorrow. So I think it might be a book called Echo by Pam Munoz Ryan, which is really long and intimidating for a lot of kids, but it is one of the most beautiful books I've read in the last few years. And the stories in it are incredible. So I think that's what I'm going to start reading tomorrow. I'll let you know. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.